Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marloni for you, Mega. We have Andy Hart sitting in for Christian, who's on vacation. And of course, we are talking a bunch today about the legendary Bill Russell. We have ML Carr, former Celtics head coach, on the Harbor One hotline. ML, thanks so much for joining us. I just want to start off by asking you, what did Bill Russell mean to you as a fellow player and a black man who was a Celtic, member of the Celtics here?
Well, you got a few days for me to go through that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
In essence, Bill and Red Auerbach paved the way for all of us. They came into a city back in the late 50s that really was a hockey town. I mean, baseball has always been strong, but it was a hockey town at the time. And what's ironic is that you've got these two guys from very, very diverse backgrounds came together and established a standard that we've all tried to adhere to down through the years. Bill was a major, major, major part of that. Obviously, Red was in terms of his vision. But to collectively, you had a Jewish guy coming into our town here, which basketball really wasn't accepted at the level they eventually got it to, and a tall black guy who had won at the college level, but had not transitioned that over to the pros yet, and they set standards that were so high that the great ones after them, the Larry Birds, the John Havlicek's, the Robert Parrish's, and the Joneses, these guys, and all the way down to what you see today with the Tatums, they set standards so high that if you didn't reach that, you couldn't consider yourself a full-fledged Celtic. You had to get there. You know, great players like Kevin McHale during my day, or Cedric Maxwell, those guys, we were driven by what Russ had set, those standards. But in essence, what intrigues me more and somewhat baffles me some is a conversation I had with the late John Havlicek, who was one of the greatest of all times, too. We were at a golf tournament down in at Disney World, at Bryant Gumbel's golf tournament. And John, as we were standing around talking, we were talking about those early days in Boston. We were talking about Bill Russell and the things that he had to endure and yet go out and perform at the level that he did. And some of those things are documented. There are many things that were not documented. And John was sharing some of those things, simply because of the fact that Bill's idea was, I will not give folks 15 minutes of fame at my expense, even though some of the things that they did were atrocious to Bill. And Bill rose above that, went out and won those 11 championships in 13 years, went out and set those standards for the great ones that came on behind him. And he did it without complaining. He did it without really fighting back. I don't know how many of us could have taken the level of abuse that man had in this city. And and deal with that. I remember teasing Bill a while back. I said, Bill, you know, there's a Larry Bird statue in Boston. There's a Bobby Orr statue. There's a, talking about a Ted Williams tunnel. I said, where's your statue? He goes, oh, you mean something for the pigeons to come in on? I laughed about that. I go, you know, Ted Williams telling you, you and I have to pay to go through it, giving him a hard time. And so it was ironic that not long afterwards, the statue was erected down at City Hall Plaza. But it seems to me, and I'm not advocating anything other than giving a feeling, I probably would probably have different conversations if this was 3 years later or whatever, but since it's so so new to us, his passing, I probably will say things that are a little bit different than I would if I had the chance to think about it downstream, because right now we're all in pain. We're hurting with Bill's loss.
Yeah, and we're
it's not the same as a lot of the other losses that we have. We had some great players who have been a part of the great teams. It's just not the same because Bill endured so much to get there. It seems to me that in order to rectify those issues or come to grips with the things that this man had and had to endure and do, that we as a city, maybe the thought leaders of this city, could come together and figure out a way to make whole for something that was really a black eye, no pun intended, on this city. Because we are a world-class city now. We are in every aspect, be it business, be it religion, be it sports, be it medicine, be it education. Boston is a world-class city. But Boston Boston can go to confession or not, but there are some things that we need to rectify. And I think with Bill's passing, that the thought leaders should come together and think through it. I'm talking business leaders. I'm talking clergy. I'm talking sports leaders, politicians. We should come together and think about what it is that we could do for this wonderful, wonderful city that had one of the greatest icons of all times remember the things that he did accomplish. Because when I was listening to Havlicek tell some of those stories, I was getting angry, quite frankly, that those stories were not told, but Bill was one that did not want to give 15 minutes, as he said, 15 minutes of fame to the perpetrators. It's great to have seen Bill come around in latter years to be a part of this. And I think there was a bit of coming back together. I admire the Celtics organization, its leadership now, for reaching out and trying to make sure that he felt comfortable again in the fact that he was a major part of this lore that we all talk about.
All right, we're talking to ML Carr, former Celtic player and coach, head coach of this team. And ML, Mike Wilbon, we were just playing an ESPN called Bill Russell the most important person to ever put on a basketball uniform. And obviously that's more than just accomplishments on the court, but it's just as much as accomplishments off the court. I'm guessing, would you agree with that?
I would. And one of the things, and to take it from that, Mike is right. He also was an activist to a point. You remember the famous photo of he and, Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali and Kareem. I mean, those were iconic days when they were reaching for social justice and they put themselves out there, and have a guy like that to do that. There's a cost you pay for doing that. But Russ stood up for what he believed. He was a man of principle. He was a very principled person. And I just love the stories Red used to always give us about Russell and the things that he did. So this is a great day to celebrate the life of our incredible figure, who not only not just on the basketball court, even though he dominated that. Russ, when they asked who was the greatest player of all time, would he be considered the greatest player of all time? He said, I don't know, but I have 11 rings in 13 years. He always gave the point in a very profound way. So, yep.
ML, how did he connect with so many people? It seemed like he crossed generations, he crossed race, and, you know, there are so many people across so many sports and just throughout society today that are mourning his loss. How did he connect or touch so many people?
Perfection. Russ was a perfectionist. He took his craft to a whole nother level. He did not compromise on his principles. And he became somewhat of a person, even though it was in sport, he became a person that whether you're in sports, business, politics, or whatever, you could follow that roadmap that his life showed. And one of the things, I want to be real candid here. A lot of times when people die, they become better than when they live. I said if a person was a jerk when he lived, all he is a dead jerk when he's gone. This situation is totally different. Russ was the kind of person that you'd want to pattern a lot of your principles on. I know I've learned from him in terms of not compromising your principles. I do also remember the day that I was announced. I announced that I was going to be running the Celtics organization. Shortly after that, I got a call, and it was from Bill. And he said to me, hey, boy. I said, excuse me? He said, hey, boy. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean? Who are you talking to? And he goes, I just want to make sure you keep your head on right. He said, I'm here to support you any way I can. He said, I'm proud of you. You know, he didn't have to make that call. But that was Bill Russell, because he took the Celtics organization as a part of his responsibility to make sure it stayed the great organization it began with him and down through the years. So he was very, very, very profound in statements that he would make concerning where this organization should be and go. So he was able to reach that, and people saw that. People saw it across different type industries, across different businesses. They saw that he did not compromise on his principles. And that's a great example for kids coming up now. It's a great example for all of us. And so it's a great time for us to recognize what an iconic figure, not just on the basketball court, but in life.
Absolutely. So many lessons that we can learn reflecting on Bill Russell's career and his life off the court. ML Carr, former Celtics player and Celtics coach.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.